Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is officially game week in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I guess a big question from yesterday is more about a player added to Nebraska's roster. We mentioned Mac Markway, former four-star tight end from LSU, announced he's going to Nebraska. We're joined now by Husker Alliance Sean Callahan. Sean, we needed some clarity about Mac Markway. How long has this been in play for, and is he eligible to play this season? Clear this up for us, Sean.
Yeah, Mac Markway, you know, really hasn't been in play as long as you think. I mean, he practiced for a week at LSU.
Okay.
Played in 12 games last year, left the program on his own, obviously didn't go in the portal because you can't go in the portal, and then at that point began his own process and visited schools on his own. I don't know what other places he went to besides Nebraska, checked out the campuses, and just enrolled at Nebraska as an unrecruited athlete. And that is the one thing. The transfer portal allows you to be recruitable. You can't stop a guy from signing up and going to school somewhere. So he just showed up and at that point joined the team. I was told by somebody yesterday within the program they expect him to play. But we haven't heard that from Matt Rhule, the logistics on that. So that will be a good thing Matt Rhule can address on Thursday if he is indeed eligible to play. Because of the new transfer rules. I mean, these transfer rules have changed so much by the day that there really are no rules at this point when you transfer.
That's awesome. But you see the problem, Sean, or the potential for problems in this? What if he decided to transfer to an opponent, you know, like within the conference that they were going to play? So he left one camp to go to another team where they who they would play. He could, I guess. But it's really odd. It's an odd scenario. Like, it doesn't strike me as real. Like, wait a second. You can leave one team within the season and then go to another team.
Well, yeah. That's the transfer portal rules. I don't know if you followed the windows. Obviously, the December window they want to continue to have. That's a big one.
Yeah, I follow the windows.
But there's a push to eliminate the spring window. So if that were the case, you couldn't even enter the portal, you know, from January on. You'd have like only like 1 month to do it, and the other 11 months the portal will be closed. So ways like what we're seeing right now with Mac Markway would be how people would have to enter the portal, where you just say, I'm leaving LSU's team and I'm going to enter and enroll somewhere else as a new student. The key is you're unrecruited. You know, and like there's walk-ons that can come in as unrecruited or recruited. I mean, there's different ways you can recruit athletes to your campus, but he was not recruited by Nebraska because they couldn't legally recruit him because of the way he was available or the way he came to them.
Yeah, interesting. And Satterfield said yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, that he didn't even know about it until, like, Monday.
And Markway, his junior – he was a highly ranked recruit, but his junior and senior years, at Desmet Jesuit, who, by the way, plays Creighton Prep in a football game this weekend. He did not play those 2 years. He was hurt. Mark Way's father was a great player for Iowa. So the thought was maybe Iowa would be somewhere where he would look to attend. But surprise, I talked to an LSU writer, Shay Dixon, someone I'm sure Bill knows well, too. And he said that he surprised everyone at LSU. Like, nobody really had an expectation for him last year because of the injuries. And he played in all 12 games as a true freshman for Brian Kelly. And this year, I don't know if he liked kind of where he sat heading into this year.
Okay. Sean Kellen. Sean, regarding the depth chart, Nebraska announced it on Monday, and no starting running back. He's got a bunch of oars, four guys with oars by at running back. Do you expect to see Emmett Johnson there? What do you expect to see at that picture on Saturday with that depth chart being listed?
I still think Ramir Johnson and Emmett Johnson are going to be probably the first two backs we see. It would not surprise me if Ramir Johnson is the first one we see. And you get the sense, you know, they want it to whittle down two, and he said that in so many words yesterday. But for now, I think they're keeping things open to let things play out. But you wonder, how big of a opportunity will Dowdell get? I mean, if one of these guys gets hot, will it get down to somebody? Who is the fourth guy, really? Is it Dowdell, like we think? And will he really, truly get enough carries to even get into a rhythm? Because that is the challenge you run into when you have four. And if you're trying to rotate, it's very difficult to get a guy into a rhythm. And sometimes you need 10, 15 carries to truly see what a guy can do.
Sean Callahan joins us. Sean, there was two names on the defensive depth chart that I thought kind of stood out because we haven't heard that much about them. One is Derek Branch. One is Ramir Stewart. They're both Ramir Stewart's a backup rover to Isaac Gifford. Derek Branch is from Lincoln Southeast, who just seems out of nowhere rose to be number two at safety behind Malcolm Hartzog. What do you know about Derek Branch?
Well, yeah, I saw him play at Lincoln Southeast, and they had a ton of talent on those teams when he was in high school. And he always stood out as a guy when you looked at him. Like, he's good-looking frame, athlete, and you know, he's developed, that's clear. And I also think when you look at that depth chart in the secondary, the front is so established, but especially at safety, they don't really have, like, established, you know, Kobe Bratz is an established guy that's been here for a while, but they don't really have a lot of other players, you know, that have risen. And those are the two guys that have risen in those safety spots. There are some other true freshmen, I think, down the road, whether that's Gradney or Benning, Caleb Benning and Roger Gradney, and you know, even Rex Guthrie. You can see some other players that could get themselves in that conversation. But, you know, right now, I mean, that's kind of where it's at. I mean, I think the starters are so established, though. And, you know, that's one position where you don't sub as much. The front seven, you'll see more substitution, but we've seen in the back end, a lot of times those guys can play a lot more snaps in a game.
Yeah. Sean, Bill Bush, 93.7 The Ticket. question for you, and also Shay is a great human being at LSU. He's great. I know you guys are good friends. Question for you. I know there's been an injury, but the name that has not come up at all, in my opinion, in a year is Maverick Noonan. I don't hear his name anywhere. What is going on with Maverick Noonan? Highly recruited.
Well, he had I would call his injury fairly significant that he had a year ago, a knee injury. And he missed a full year of football. He just got himself, you know, fully back in the mix. I think he'll need another year to kind of gain that confidence and just what he had back. But that's another area where they have so much depth at the Jack spots. I mean, Princewell and MJ Sherman are just ahead of him right now at this point. So, you know, will he be called on in a special teams role? I don't know. But yeah, you're right, Coach. He's not really a guy, not on that first depth chart that you have much of an expectation now going into the opener.
Great.
And I will say this, I'll add this. I saw a photo of him, Sean, that we had, and he's wearing an enormous knee brace. I mean, it's an enormous knee brace. So I think that's what part of this is. Go ahead, Jake.
Sean, that's all we have for time for
you. Wait a second, that's it?
Do you have any last question?
No,
anything else?
No, not Joe.
All right, Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you next week.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Take care.
All right, God bless. Sean Callahan.
All right, yeah, there you go. Max Markway. I'm just telling you, I'm not going to.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think about it too much or try to ferret out all the information, rule, clear it up tomorrow.
The key thing that came up, so this is, you should use this all the time in recruiting. We did it a bunch at different places, New Mexico State, replaced other places you could do it, is the term non-recruited. So if you non-recruit someone and then they show up on the first day of classes, which has already started, you can put that person on scholarship. And he counts forward. That number counts forward. It'll count the next year. So you can. That's one of the keys to that. But that's what I was trying to, you know, figure out, was the non-recruited, but still, you know, was he on scholarship? There's always a thing, like I said, walk on to walk on. They can go wherever they want.
Does it sound like he was on scholarship?
I would think so, but you never know, because maybe he was injured for the 2 years. It really sounds like they might have been like, yes, we'll take you here as a walk on, and. Well, also, they probably went through NIL and to be able to cover his expenses. Yeah. So that'd be one of them. That's a way you could get around this. So there's a lot of ways to work it, but it is ever changing. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Yeah, there you go, Max Markway. I think Sean covered most everything. That running back situation, you just have to see it play out. I can't predict the future. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what's going to happen. One of those guys you would think would try to seize that position. Bill was right yesterday. I think when he said it sounded like almost like Rule was kind of disappointed that nobody, there seemed like there's disappointment in Rule's voice that none of those running backs stepped forward. Satterfield just basically said he was disappointed yesterday that none of them stepped forward. They would have.
Well,
they
that was brought up roughly a week ago by the head coach.
Yeah,
we say it's time for them to step up and someone to make the plays to separate themselves.
Yeah,
and that's part. And it's all. You always look back. It's like, well, did everyone at the same time
step up?
Yeah, and everyone just elevated. They all elevated kind of together. So yeah. that's the things you look at that you don't know if you're not in the room. But you have a lot of oars, and generally you don't have that.
Right. So it's possible, though. You're right. I mean, it might not be a bad conversation, a negative conversation. They might just all had really good camps, and nobody just really
it
stood
could be
out.
A positive thing.
You look at when you evaluate.
The tone doesn't sound like it though.
When you evaluate great running backs, and you talk to the great ones that have just played here, and obviously on air we have Amon Green, who would be able to talk about this in great detail. But running backs get better as games go, and the more touches they get, and they get in a groove. All those things that gets talked about. That's really hard with oars, right. when it's like, okay, because then what do you do? Also, it's like, okay, it's okay. He's kind of getting some carries, but we want to get him in. We want to get this guy in.
Don't lie.
And so that makes it harder. for that, because the real running backs, how many times have you seen in the history of football, in the fourth quarter, you go, oh, man, no one wants to tackle that guy anymore. I mean, it happens.
It happens.
It happens a lot. And it's happened here a lot.
A lot.
And so that's the part where they have to have their – there's no way it's like, I felt like I was really in a good groove. I had four carries for the game, and I got a pass thrown to me, and I had some good pass pro. To say that I was in a good no – I really got into a rhythm
groove. No,
going back and forth. That's hard.
Yeah, it's hard. It is hard to do. Just going to have to see
But at the same time, with the coaching staff doing a great job of, if someone is not the one, you can't just make them the one. It's like, well, we'll just go with him. Well, is he clearly the one? No, but we'll just do that. We'll just do it alphabetical game, you know, or something. It's like, no, that's not how it's going to work.
No, you're right.
It's not fun as a coach. You don't want to be the running back coach. It's not fun. You don't want to be the one that's constantly, because the conversation, game day, okay, what's our rotation? What are we doing? All these things. When you have like, you know, we have certain dudes out there, it's like kind of with us, it's like certain guys at LSU and stuff. It's like, okay, when's Grant Delpit coming out of the game? He won the Thorpe. He was the best safety I've ever seen, you know, I've ever coached. And FYI, he's not coming out. You know, there's no rotation.
No place off.
He'll come, you know, unless he has to come out. No, he's staying in the game, or he's going to be in the game. This guy's going to be in the game. This is what we're doing right now. When's this guy coming out? He's not.
That's a good conversation.
No good conversation.
That's a good conversation.
Now, no matter how good you are up front, Sean hit on that, no matter how good you are on front, there's rotation. There's rotation. Those you don't see all of a sudden, no matter what the game is, if let's say it's a real game and the black shirts play the entire game, won't be in, they play 76 snaps on defense.
Ty's not playing 76.
Ty and Nash got 76. Nope, won't happen.
They won't be playing next week.
That won't happen.
2 weeks off.
No, I got you. The other part of the running back conversation is that's interesting to me is, in the context of trying to find carries for him, I think they're going to throw a lot. This team is, as I said yesterday, the best players are at receiver. They're going to throw on running down sometimes. That's my guess. I think they'll throw on first down a lot.
I wonder if that's been done before.
In the history of college football.
Change up here. it's legal to throw on fourth and short, too, just so everyone knows.
You don't have to.
Per NCAA rules.
But I think they'll be – what I'm trying to say is that I think there'll be instances where you might think they should run the ball with a running back. They just throw it, you know, because that's where they're best. Their best players are at receiver. That's the bottom line. You got to use them. So I don't know how many carries there'll be. You know, I don't know what this – I'm really interested in the ratio, the run-pass ratio. Yeah. I have no idea what it's going to be. If they'll try to run it, you know, a lot, I don't know.
It's got to establish something.
Yeah.
In the run game. You can't just not do it.
Well, okay. I don't know. We'll see. See what it looks like.
Before we get to break, segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Bex Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor when ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands. Bex provides the most diverse product lineup available in the marketplace. Please go to BexHybrids.com for a full farm quote. And remember the three Fs, faith, family, and farming at Bex Hybrids.
He's not in a pickle. Trevor's not in a pickle, but he is in a motorcade right now heading straight to the university.
Whoa.
He's heading down
Trevor
here
Wells?
Right now. He's kind of like Shelly, got whisked away. And Pillen's going to be there, and he's going to have to meet with the trainers. Trevor's meeting with the trainers for Nebraska for the football game, because if you guys have been reading up on this, and Bex is causing the problem, there's massive corn sweat going on right now.
There's massive corn sweat
going on across Nebraska and Iowa because of Bex seed and their yield. It's so good this year that the humidity it creates, what was like 100,000 swimming pools worth of water evaporating into the air out of the cornfields, causing great humidity, and it's going to affect how the players potentially have to play on Saturday in the heat.
Corn sweat?
Corn sweat's a real thing.
It's a report this week.
But Trevor also happens to be on the corn sweat board, the National Corn Sweat Board. So they've got, again, you know, Coach Rule and those guys thinking ahead. They've got Trevor down here. And he'll be down here.
I wonder what he could do.
He can just tell him kind of what's going on, when the corn sweat is at its highest.
Yeah.
Will it be at 2:30 in the afternoon with what's going on? And is it is it Gatorades? Is it a warm cup of salt water like Jake's dad has? What do they need to do?
They can play it.
Trevor is on the board, so he gets a chance to discuss this with him. So he's on his way. He's in a motorcade right now. He's just a little bit east of Seward. He's left
there.
They're
going to whisk him right to that Osborne complex?
Right to the Osborne complex, and the trainers will meet him there. And Pillen just wanted to sit in.
Just Wells?
What's that?
Just Wells?
Just Trevor. Because he's the only one that's on the sweatboard.
Huh.
So Google it. It's a real deal.
It's a big day.
It's a pretty important guy.
So right now, Trevor's
a young guy. Yeah. I hope everybody understands
that. How about Nebraska being on top of that, though, to be like, hey, we've got corn sweat. What do we do for our players to have them ready to go?
We're prepared.
Yeah,
it's always something.
Let it sweat. It's always something.
Yeah.
Thank you, Trevor.
When we come back, mailbag and song of the day next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Song of the day.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.